Lord Jesus, most merciful Savior, we pray that all the sheep who have strayed from your fold may be converted to you and will glorify you for all eternity. Amen. Mother Claire began, "What is on your heart, Mother? I want to see you get well, but this sickness is an abundant offering for so many situations that are to come. You cannot be there on the front lines, but you can quietly and submissively offer these sufferings, which I know are truly hard for you. Blessed Mother, you can make us stronger." "Indeed, and I do, sweet child. Show much gratitude for the washing away of your sins. Be ever so grateful that this has so readily been extended to you. Tuck this in your heart. Guard it from defilement, and do the right thing from moment to moment. In short, Claire, hold on to this grace and keep yourself scrupulously clean. Your prayers, too, will increase in effectiveness. Thank you for being willing to shoulder this burden. I know it is not easy. Oh, Mother, it's the least I can do. It's such a small sacrifice." "It is. But when you handle those well, greater things are asked of you. What is coming will bring the people of Europe to their knees. It will lead to the Ezekiel 38 war. What dramatic times you are living in, you have no idea. Some have been very blessed and lived and died only during peacetime. For others, it will be a horrendous shock if they have never been in the military. Many will return to prayer and ask God for his protection. However, the wicked will only become more wicked. You must hold up your nation with prayer. Many things the enemy wants to do here will not be accomplished, but it will take all of your prayers. You are the fortification for this area. It is your prayers that will bring protection as well as conversions. His heart is still set on liberating the victims of Peñasco and the surrounding areas. You need to rest and not be so anxious to get messages out. You have helpers, you know. The enemy wants to take you out, but this will not happen. Rest, my daughter, and all my children who are weary, and be still before my son. Cherish this time with your spouse, beloved ones. As we were praying the rosary, Brother John was leading the decade and had just said the words, "Call to conversion." Right then, Mother Elizabeth saw Jesus standing at a table, poring over what looked like blueprints of a plan. And a pure white lamb was laying down on the other side of the table. She asked Jesus, "What are you looking at, Lord?" And he replied, "A battle plan. A battle plan for conversions." Dear family, let us continue to pray for a tidal wave of repentance for sinners, the conversion of the unsaved, and the conversion of our enemies, as we are end-time ministers in our Lord's army.